Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First MP Shane Jones has written to the new Speaker, Jerry Brownlee, asking him to rule on Te Pāti Māori's approach to the parliamentary oath of allegiance. During Tuesday's ceremony, the party's six MPs added an oath to support Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Mokopuna, and some of them referred to King Charles as King Harehare, which could be interpreted as an eczema or rash. Mr. Jones says he wants the Speaker to lay down his expectations about conduct and decorum in the House.
I don't want to undermine the Clerk of the House. I'm sure that the Clerk of the House was confident that the intent was there, but it is arguable whether the term was taking the P-I-S-S or whether it was a genuine thing. But my point of writing a letter to Jerry is there's a great saying, start as you mean to go on. And if we're going to see 3 years of this kind of theatrical behaviour, I certainly don't want to see any more edible art or wearable art in Parliament.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters, who first entered Parliament in 1978, backed up Mr. Jones and said the way Te Pāti Māori took the oath showed a contempt for Parliament. ACT leader David Seymour is welcoming Kingi Tuheitia's call for a national hui for unity. The hui on January 20th is in response to what the Kingitanga spokespeople say was unhelpful and divisive rhetoric during the election campaign and strong opposition to government statements on the Treaty of Waitangi, which could undermine decades of hard-fought justice and equality. Mr. Seymour says he's looking for debate.
I think the Māori King calling a hui could actually be a welcome development, because ACT has long said that the treaty, what it means, what its principles mean, what the lens through which we view the treaty in 2023 means being those principles, is something that actually deserves more public debate than it's had in the last four decades.
David Seymour. A climate policy advisor who is attending the United Nations COP28 summit in Dubai says the global climate action community is noticing the New Zealand government's policy reversals and its late attendance. Climate Action Network International this week gave the government its Fossil of the Day Award for overturning this country's world-leading ban on offshore oil and gas exploration. Wellington City Council Principal Advisor Caden Watts from Ngāti Tūwharetoa, Ngāti Maniapoto and Ngāi Tūhoe says there is a sense of urgency at the talks, driven by extreme weather events and predictions next year will be the hottest on record.
What has been unfortunately missing is New Zealand's usual involvement in these talks. Usually we're a key player trying to take the lead on the sustainability narrative, but unfortunately that has not been the case so far this year.
Caden Watts says it's important for there to be Māori voices at the talks, but most Māori advocates are unable to get there because of cost, travel and time barriers. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!